So, what is the object that you have?
Basically, it's a Taino semi, depending where the indigenous culture, native to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Like the Vikings had Thor's hammer, the Christians have the cross. Mm-hmm. The Tainos had, this sun semi.
So it's like a religion kind of.
Yeah, it represents the sun god.
Okay.
So it's, the actual symbol is the most popular semi. So a lot of times, sort of, if anybody of Puerto Rican culture sees this, they know it's symbol of Puerto Rico. Basically, it symbolizes Puerto Rico. It was a gift. Got as a child when I was in Puerto Rico. It's from 1994. And then the inscription says, "Cara de mi pueblo." Basically, it says it's the face of my town, of my city. And then Luis de la Cruz is the actual artist.
Oh, wow. And who gave you this?
I think it was my mother. We were in Puerto Rico, and there's sort of like a flea market, like a bazaar sort of thing. It's called Paseo de la Princesa, and they have different artisans trying to sell the goods and things like that. And I've always interested in the Taino culture. We know very little because after the colonization of the European colonization of the island, it was virtual genocide.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what kind of meaning does it have to you?
For me, it reminds me of that. I have ties to, the Taino culture,
mm-hmm.
And also reminds me of like the warm sun in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So as a child, it reminds me all the time I played outside on the farm and things like that.
Yeah. Do you carry it with you like everywhere? Is it something?
No, I used to. Like back in the early 90s, I used to wear a lot. It had a string. It had a nice cord. Just a string. But no, I have it. I have it on display with other artifacts or memorabilia that I have.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So you've had it since 1994?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's awesome. Do you know who, so they just sell... Can I touch it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. They just sell all of these, everywhere? Is this something you can find, anywhere?
You can find the symbol in different places, but this is Semisakwan. I'm not sure if you'll be able to find. They do have a fine jewelry company that has made different, semis, made silver and gold and things like that. But this particular one, I'm not sure if you can actually get it. But you can actually get, similar things. Might be that be the same material, but, carvings or other clay objects.
So cool. So is it like a god almost kind of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different semis represent different gods. I brought two other that represent other deities, but this is the one that was more important to me.
Yeah, that's something you believe in,
No, it's just not that I believe in the sun deity. It's just that it's. There's something that brings, warm, happy memories to me.
Yeah, from your childhood.
Correct.
Well, there we go. It's different from here, so I can see why it would do that. That's so cool. Wow. And they don't make them like that anymore? Just the carvings, just other places?
Yeah, they do have different fairs and things like that, or you can get, similar items, but I'm not sure if, this type of, clay putty item you can actually get again. But it's not super rare that, you can't find a sun semi necklace anywhere. But
right.
If you take a look at, you can look up images of of like, you know, Taino Indians, and a lot of the images would have them wearing something similar to this,
okay.
Particularly the women.
Do you know what that is supposed to represent? Like, to me it looks like a sun with a face on it.
Yeah,
is that
it's,
it?
It's a representation of the sun god.
Sorry.
I'm not quite sure what his name is.
I'm sorry?
I'm not quite sure what the sun god's name is.
No, it's okay. Because I just see the circle of the line. It almost either came off as a flower or a sun, so
mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure I knew which one.
Yeah. Like, for instance, remember in pre-kindergarten, we all had to have like a uniform t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and we had something very similar to this as the school's logo.
Oh, okay. When did you move? You were born in Puerto Rico, right? When did you move here?
In late 1991.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's so interesting. Well, I love looking at artifacts and stuff. I think it's really cool. And that the fact that you still have it, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah. Don't make it the fact that I live very much. You know, like things like this, if I could go, I really take a look. Okay, because it's something that was made there. So I'm taking something that's there with me.
Right. No, and that's important, you know? So if you moved here in 1991, did your mom come and visit you up here? And then she gave it to you? Or?
In 94, we took a trip one summer to Puerto Rico.
Correct. Have you been there since?
The last time I went was in, I want to say 17 years ago.
Okay.
And I think this was the last summer but this is, this was one of the ones that I spent the longest with my grandmother. And then I saw her once again in 17 years ago, and then she passed away soon after.
Yeah, so this is definitely important. Of course. Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. It's a little trinket, but it has emotional value to me.
No, that's exactly what we're looking for. Like, stuff that, you know, it's not just, like, you know, the historical stuff about it, but the emotional ties is also very important. Because that's what keeps people hanging on to things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of times it's not just history that does, you know, it's more the, what does it mean to you, or where did you get it, you know, who gave it to you? Those are the important parts of the entire thing, so I really admire that a lot.
Cool.
It was nice meeting you.
All right. Do I need to do anything else?
No. If you want, there's free food and refreshments over there.
And then, do I do anything with this?
I think you're supposed to turn that in.
At the scanner, maybe?
No. The Professor Glazer. Professor. Quick question. Are we keep these, right?
They keep.
Okay.
Is the object number recorded in here somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Like number 5?
Oh, they keep this, but we keep this one?
Yeah, but I want to make sure the number 5 is on here.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's not on there. I can.
So let me.
I wasn't a place to put number 5.
Yeah, it was a mistake. So you said he would have wrote it down or something, but it was a problem.
Yeah, you just give them everything back
again.
And
okay. Fantastic.
Then they know.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you. No. It's still going, right?
Yeah, well, you...
Was I supposed to stop it first?
No.
You sure? Okay. I was like, I don't want it to be, like, facing me while I'm not doing anything.